Another thing. There's two words, alkalize and energize. Alkalinity, you now understand how important it is. How important is it? It's life and death. That's how important it is. You got too much acid? Are you likely going to have difficulty losing weight unless you have a genetic tendency not to keep weight at all? Yes or no? I guarantee you, you're not going to be able to lose weight if you keep your body in an acid place. Or if you lose weight, it'll be temporary and you'll gain it back. So you got to understand, this alkalinity is the whole thing. So you got to alkalize and you got to energize. Now, what does energize mean? It means, remember, every organ in your body works on this microelectricity, this electrical magnetic frequency. And all of that is happening in your system. When you're eating foods, foods only provide value when they can be converted into the elements necessary for this chemistry that allows electrical charges to continue. Food actually gets to the organs through these little electrical charges. It's how things are moved around within the system. Are all foods equal? Like, are all carbohydrates equal in the amount of electrical alive energy in them? Yes or no? Your common sense knows the answer to that is no. Absolutely not. So we must avoid foods that take away more energy than they provide. Your body operates on a subtle electromagnetic current. Nerve signals are, in fact, electrical charges. Your brain, your heart, all the organs in your body really emit these fields of electrical current. And your cells communicate with each other through pulses of electricity. When we eat food, our food breaks down into the food particles to their smallest size, called colloidals. A colloidal is the smallest possible form of a nutrient particle size. The usual size is, I don't know how to pronounce it, certain microns in diameter. These nutrient particles are then carried to cells via electrical charges. If we eat something, guys, that's lifeless, that really doesn't have the electrical charges in it any longer, then you're not going to get the energy that your body deserves. So you won't get, as I said here, the food itself is taking more energy than it's giving if it doesn't give you enough electrical charges. So, for example, what kind of electrical charge is available in chocolate cake in megahertz? 1 to 3. Now, by the way, a tumor has 30 electrical charges, to give you an idea, by comparison. A Big Mac has 5 megahertz of energy. Now, before you look at that, maybe I should give you a frame of reference. Each of the organs of your body has a certain amount of energy, electrical energy, that can be measured in megahertz for it to be functioning healthily. The average of your core organs, like your brain, your heart, your lungs, is 70 megahertz. So just think about this. If you need 70 megahertz of energy, and your primary diet is made up of Big Macs, 5 megahertz, chocolate cake, 1 to 3 megahertz, right? Are you going to be in an energy deficit or an energy abundance? Deficit. And so your energy is going to be low. Now, let me ask you this. If your energy is low, will the organs of your body be working at their total functional peak efficiency, yes or no? So if they're not working efficiency, and let's say part of that is cleansing or providing what your body needs, then those systems start to shut down and you build up more toxic waste. That's just natural. Your body normally would get rid of, but you're no longer having enough energy to function properly. So you go through this slow decline most people call aging. Does this make sense? So take a look here, if you would, and you'll see some of the other foods we've got here. Vitamins. I mean, most vitamins and mineral supplements are 10 to 30 megahertz, and that's if your body can absorb them. Raw almonds are 40 to 50 megahertz. If you saw me snacking during the break here, I grabbed something. That's raw almonds I have up here. I have cucumbers, too, which are super high. Your liver is 55 to 60 megahertz. Your colon, 58 to 63. Your stomach, 58 to 65. Top of your head, 60 to 70. Your feet. So you can see your body's basically in that 60 to 70 range. Fruits do provide. You see this? They provide a lot of energy. They're alive. Green vegetables are the highest, 70 to 90 megahertz. Plus, green vegetables, ladies and gentlemen, are extremely what? Anybody know? Alkaline. We want alkalinity, and green vegetables are some of the most alkaline things you can take into your body. Next, as you'll see, live, fresh wheatgrass, 70 to 90. Your brain is 72 to 78. How many of you love a rose? Like, you get in the presence of a rose or you smell a rose, it just feels really great. How many have that feeling? Say I. A rose has 320 megahertz coming out of it. It's like you get this charge. All flowers don't do that to you, do they? Some have more than others. And what the feelings you're having are actual electrical charges that you can experience if you measure them. It's fascinating. And then I'm going to show you a green drink that's between 250 and 350 megahertz. When you drink it, you'll feel like an immediate sense of charge of energy because all the charges your cells need are available immediately, plus it's alkaline. So it's available there.